Hey everyone, thanks for coming back for episode 45 of Count Me In. Our featured guest for today's conversation joined us from Denmark as Anders Leo Lindberg spoke with Mitch about the popular topic of business partnering. My favorite part of the conversation was Anders' simple and clear equation, insight times influence equals impact. Let's listen in for more valuable insight and hear what else Anders has to offer.
Recently, we've heard a lot about the term business partnering. So in your perspective, what is business partnering?
Thanks for asking that question. And I agree that a lot more posts and information is coming out about business partnering these years. But for me, it's really quite simple. Business partnering is insights times influence equals impact. What do I mean with that? I mean, you got to have some insights that you can share with business leaders that can improve their decisions. But you got to be able to influence their decisions before you can improve their decisions. So if you have insights and could influence decision making, you have impact. You have the ability to change business decisions, ideally for the better. Let me try and break it further down. So what is insights? Insights is when you bring something new to business leaders that they didn't know, and two, will help them make better decisions. Because if all you bring to them is information that they know already, it's nice, but it doesn't help them. And two, if what you bring to them is something they don't know but doesn't help them, it's even worse actually, because you take away capacity from them to focus on making better decisions. And insights can come in really three broad categories. There's the operator role, where we optimize processes to drive efficiencies in both the finance function, but also in business operations. Then there's the controller role, which is where we manage risks, control the numbers, and review business performance to see how things are going. And then there's the advisor role, where we come with new insights and perspectives that can help the business grow. That's really what insight is all about. And that, of course, means it can be lots of different things. As long as it satisfies the first two criteria, they don't know it, but it can help make better decisions. Now, influencing is then more the secret sauce to this, because I think finance professionals have been turning out insights for years, but maybe not gotten too far with it. You need influence to go the full mile. So what is influence? Influence is about being customer-centric or focus on your internal stakeholders and build trusted relationships with them. Because if they don't trust you, it doesn't matter what you bring to them. Then it's about understanding the industry that you're part of and your specific business. I mean, if you don't understand the business, it is also hard for them to trust you and feel like you have something valuable to say. And last but not least, you got to be assertive and communicate with impact. If you cannot communicate the result of your findings in a language that they understand, you're not getting very far with your insights either. But if you can do all of that, then you can have impact. You can ensure better and more profitable business decisions, and you can drive performance by turning all these insights into action. So that's, to me, what business partnering is all about.
I think that's a great explanation, and I really appreciate your detail in explaining it all. So a lot of our accounting and finance listeners, they are hearing regularly about how they have to become business partners, right? And with the explanation you just provided, what kind of advice would you give our listeners for becoming business partners? Or, you know, how do you get more time in that role to really secure their position in the organization?
Yeah, so I think the first step is really making a personal choice to step outside your comfort zone. Because many finance and accounting professionals, they have a comfort zone that starts and ends with their desk in front of their Excel sheet or their BI tool, right? I mean, that might be a bit black and white, and maybe it's not exactly like that, but I think many finance professionals can relate to the fact that every time they have to go talk to someone else, it feels a bit uncomfortable, especially if that someone else is outside of the finance function. So I, at least from personal experience, if I go back 5-10 years, I feel that, and to some extent, I still feel it today, but I've made a choice long ago to step outside my comfort zone and go where business partnering happens, which is together with other people, together with business leaders and other business stakeholders. So I think that's really the first step. Because if you make that choice and you say, I'm going to step out of my comfort zone and try to go do these things, everything becomes easier from there. I'm not saying it gets more comfortable right away. Over time, it will. But that's what you need to do. And yes, you will fail quite a few times, probably before you succeed. But hey, that's, you know, that's the new mantra these days, right? Fail fast to succeed sooner. So I think that's really key here. Then we can talk about all the skills that you need, you know, be a storyteller, communicate better, how to build relationships, understand others' perspectives and so forth. That is also hugely important. But it really starts with making that choice, in my opinion.
So what if our listeners are, you know, an accounting and finance professional is able to step out of their comfort zone? They take this first step. How do they measure their impact? You know, how can they actually become that business partner? When can they appreciate taking on this new responsibility?
Yeah, so if you talk about measure impact as a business partner, I think there are three things that you can look at. The first thing is, does the business that you support deliver better results? Do they meet or beat the targets that we've set for them? So that's one, right? There got to be some sort of a business impact, value creation, bottom line to it. The second is, do the business leaders or the business stakeholders, internal customers, call it what you want, do they feel like that you're actually helping them achieve these results? Or are they thinking, hey, you know, it's great, you're there, dear business partner, but you're actually not helping me, and it's me and my team that are driving these results, right? Because if they think you're helping them and you're delivering better business results, then to me, you have an impact as a business partner. Then you can always add the third step, which is to say, okay, well, I want to try and go even further, document my impact as a business partner. So you do some value cases where you work with specific problems or challenges that the business is facing. And together with them, you come up with solutions that change behavior and drives better business results. And that you can document more clearly on some more one-off cases. So I think those are three of the main things you can do to document your impact as a business partner and feel like you're creating value. And I feel like actually the second piece where the stakeholder says, yes, my business partner is helping me deliver these results is the key step here, right? Because then you get the recognition from the business stakeholder that you've actually done business partnering, regardless if it delivered the results that the business wanted or not, but you've done business partnering. So to me, that is the most important recognition to get.
You said earlier, it's important to fail fast in order to succeed earlier. And you also just mentioned you may go to certain stakeholders and they may say, you know, your information's not helping me. So what can an individual do to learn and develop in order to make sure that the insights that they're trying to provide actually are helpful to those who they want to partner with?
Yeah, so I think there's a pretty simple model that you can try to utilize for this. We call it the NASA. So need, acceptance, solution, acceptance. So first you got to identify the needs of your customers. Sometimes they will tell you directly. Sometimes you will overhear them in a conversation talking about some of the challenges. And at other times you sometimes have to guess a bit to say, okay, I think that they probably need this, right? Then you go and bring a proposal for what you want to do to them and say, well, I've understood your need like this. So if I do these things, would that help you solve the issue? So you get acceptance that these are the needs that they're looking to have solved. Once you have this acceptance, you start working on the solution. And it's not I'll work 2 months on a solution and then I showed in one go. Well, you probably check in with them along the way to make sure you are on the right track. But you develop the solution and then you present it for final decision and get the acceptance again that this is the solution that you want to go for. So I think it's a simple four-step model: need, acceptance, solution, acceptance. And then you can sort of work in a more structured way with your business stakeholders to solve the challenges that they're facing.
I love that acronym. I think that's very clear and very specific as to what an individual can do. So thank you for sharing that also. You know, we kind of kicked this off by saying business partnering was something that was new, you know, it was almost revolutionary for the finance role and what you're trying to aspire to, right? Based on the changes in the industry. So in your opinion, you know, as everyone aspires to be these business partners, what do you kind of see is coming next in the finance and accounting industry? What do you anticipate coming for the future of all of our listeners right now?
Yeah, so I think, you know, business partnering, it's been around for 20 years as a concept. And, you know, some say they've been doing business partnering like forever. So in some ways, it's not really a new concept. But I think what's new is one, that more and more companies are realizing that this is what they need to do to be successful in the future as a finance function. And also more and more companies are actually able to succeed with this, right? Because if I look at myself, we've been trying to succeed with business partnering for many years, let's say 10 or even more years, but struggled in the beginning because we were not clear about what is it really that business partnering is. We were not clear about what is it business partner should do. And we were not clear about how do we actually succeed and create value. That is getting more and more clear now to most companies as we talk more about it, and we have frameworks like what we're looking at, for instance, in the Business Partner Institute that I'm part of, and more companies also have their own frameworks to say what does business partnering mean for them, and what should people do, and how do they create value. So I think that those are sort of the two things that are more and more prevalent that you know pushes the business partnering movement even more. But it's not going away anytime soon. I think we will just see more and more of this in the future. What's happening also, of course, these years in the finance function is that artificial intelligence, machine learning, automation, all these things, they are also driving a second wave. And the second wave is really that we need more insight to make better decisions, right? So we optimize processes, we get all the data into a data lake or something like that, and then we run some statistics or algorithms on, and then we come some sort of trends and patterns out of it. And I think we will get more and more of that. And that just means that there will be a lot more insights that the business partners can bring to their stakeholders. So I don't think we should expect any revolutionary things coming anytime soon in the future. We'll probably see more and better of the same, but the emphasis on business partnering will just be more and more and more, whereas the emphasis on machine learning and artificial intelligence and all that stuff is really, really high at the moment. I don't think there's any finance function that is not thinking about how can we utilize this to our advantage, but many of them are not really realizing that, okay, so once you have it, then what? Then you need a business partner that can take all that information and go to the business and figure out how do we use this to make better decisions. So I think we'll just see the current trends be magnified even more, and business partnering will be what most finance functions and finance and accounting professionals need to really step up to succeed in the future.
This has been Count Me In, IMA's podcast, providing you with the latest perspectives of thought leaders from the accounting and finance profession. If you like what you heard and you'd like to be counted in for more relevant accounting and finance education, visit IMA's website at www.imanet.org.